You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
Ho, ho, ho. Welcome back to our special series, 12 Days of Sales Psychology. We're on day 5, and if you've been following along, you already know that we're diving deep into some intriguing aspects of consumer behavior. If you missed yesterday's episode on the bizarreness effect, be sure to check it out after this session. Today, we're exploring an ever-present concept in marketing, the fear of missing out, popularly known as FOMO. FOMO isn't just a buzzword. It's a powerful psychological trigger. This phenomenon capitalizes on our innate desire to belong and participate in rewarding experiences. It's that nagging feeling that others might be having a great time, gaining valuable experiences, or grabbing fantastic deals that we're missing out on. In a world amplified by social media, FOMO has become a potent tool in a marketer's arsenal. But why does it work so well in marketing? It's simple. Humans are social creatures. We have an inherent need to feel included, to be a part of something. When we see others enjoying or benefiting from something we don't have, it creates a sense of urgency and, for some, even anxiety. This is where marketers step in, crafting messages that tap into this anxiety, subtly suggesting that you might miss out on something significant if you don't act fast. The impact of FOMO shows in the numbers too. A study by Strategy Online shows that campaigns utilizing FOMO can increase engagement by up to 22% and sales by as much as 56%. This is a testament to the power of urgency and exclusivity in driving consumer behavior. And according to MyLife.com, 56% of social media users suffer from FOMO. Marketers using social media can tap into this by creating shareable, time-sensitive content that users fear missing out on. This not only boosts engagement, but also increases brand visibility. Data from MailChimp also indicates that emails with subject lines creating a sense of urgency or scarcity, such as limited-time offer or last chance, have a 22% higher open rate. This shows the direct impact of FOMO on email marketing strategies. But let's delve into what happens in our brains when we encounter FOMO-inducing marketing. When we perceive that we're missing out, it triggers the amygdala, the part of our brain that processes emotions. This leads to a sense of urgency. Marketers use this by creating a sense of scarcity and exclusivity. It's a classic strategy, and I know it's one that has prompted me into action so many times. Limited time offers, exclusive memberships, or only a few left in stock scenarios. These tactics light up our brain's reward pathways, making the prospect of acquiring the product even more enticing. Now let's look at three brands that have effectively implemented FOMO in their marketing strategies. Nike's limited edition releases is a great example. Nike frequently launches limited edition sneakers, creating a massive buzz in the market. These releases are often available in limited quantities, and it drives sneaker enthusiasts to line up or join online queues to get their hands on them. Now, this one I'm guilty about being roped into. Amazon's Prime Day, right? Amazon successfully creates a sense of urgency with their Prime Day. It's, you know, Prime Day is an annual event. I think they do that twice a year now, but they do that regularly and it's exclusive for Prime members. The limited time deals and the hype around once in a year prices drive massive sales and it plays perfectly into the FOMO psychology. Sephora also uses FOMO through their loyalty program, and they offer exclusive sales and products to all the Beauty Insider members. This exclusivity encourages customers to join and stay active in the program to avoid missing out on these special offers. So, how can different niches infuse FOMO into their marketing? Here are three tips for you. Number one, create time-sensitive offers. Whether you are a retailer, a service provider, or a blogger, offering something valuable for a limited time can create urgency. For example, a blogger might offer an exclusive ebook, but only for subscribers who sign up within the next 48 hours. Number two, leverage social proof. Showcasing testimonials, user reviews, or social media shoutouts can induce FOMO. When potential customers see others benefiting from your product or service, they're more likely to want in on the action. As a sub-item to this, visual content is really powerful. If you're a travel agency, for example, filling your Instagram with beautiful photography and snappy reels of bucket list destinations triggers a powerful sense of needing to be there. Number three, offer exclusive content or products. Whether it's a limited edition product or premium content available only to a select few, exclusivity can drive desire and action. Personal brands can offer exclusive access to certain blog posts or video content, making it feel like a VIP experience. As we wrap up today's episode on FOMO, remember that while it's a powerful tool, it must be used ethically and responsibly. Creating false scarcity or manipulating customers can backfire. So, with that understanding, how are you going to infuse FOMO into your marketing? I'd love to hear it. Visit 16ramos.com, reach out to me. We also have a little Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. Use it. I'd love to read your ideas. And if you're looking to add to your library of marketing books, I've got a stellar recommendation for you. It's called From Browsers to Buyers. I wrote this as your ultimate playbook for using sales psychology principles with storytelling so that you can convert more customers. You can find it on 16ramos.com. Join me again tomorrow for another episode in our series, The IKEA Effect. Ever wonder why we place such a high value on things we've had a hand in creating? Well, that's what we're diving into next. It's going to be an exciting journey into understanding how partial creation elevates our perception of value. Don't miss it. That's a wrap for today. Remember, FOMO isn't just about fear. It's about tapping into the fundamental human desire to belong and experience the best. Use it wisely, and you'll see just how powerful a tool it can be in your marketing arsenal. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.